Today we're going to talk about the chiyuv and the mitzvah of saying the Haggadah the night of Pesach. The halachas seem to be pretty simple, but from the small details of the halacha you'll understand deeper. You'll understand more what the actual mitzvah and the point of saying the Haggadah is. If someone asks you, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to say the Haggadah. Not that simple.
What's the Haggadah?
So first of all, what is the Haggadah? The truth is, the Haggadah is a very small part of the story. If you look at the Midrashim, there's tons and tons, as they say in English. And if you want to count all the Divrei Torah on it, millions and millions. And if you want to count all the gematriot, billions and billions. So what is the Haggadah? The Haggadah is a text which is darshining, doresh, et ha-parasha zu shel Arami Ovid Ovid. That's the whole Haggadah, really. Again, if you notice, we'll even say in the Haggadah, Vayanunu, they tortured us, like it says, they tortured us. Okay, you said it. You said the pasuk. Vidoresh et kol ha-parsha kula. You have to say the parsha of Arami Yovid Avi, and you have to be dairish it. And when you dairish the parsha of Arami Yovid Avi, that's called Haggadah. But there's a little bit more, a little tiny drop more to the Haggadah. And like I said, when you learn the halachas properly, you'll realize that there's a little more to the Haggadah than just the parsha of Arami Yovid Avi. There's the She'elot, the Manishtana. Because there's a halacha of Vigarata Labincha. And the way to do that is through She'ela Utshuva. Question and answer. So that's the Manishtana part. We can soon learn, does the father have to repeat the Manishtana? If the whole thing is about the child asking, do you need to repeat the actual text of the Manishtana? We'll learn that a little bit later in a few more moments. At the end, on top of the Arami Yovid Avi, you'll have that we also say the Ilu, right? Ilu Hotzianu, Ilu, right? Dayenu, what is that? That's the Shevach, the praise part of the Haggadah. There's a part of the Haggadah which is story. There's a part of the Haggadah which is question, children. There's a part of the Haggadah which is Shevach, praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then there's a part of the Haggadah which is the matzah, the murder, explaining the matzah, the murder. And then we end off with Hallel. It says in the Pasuk, V'noima lefanav shira chadasha. A new, a shira chadasha. What's a new hallel? There's a new hallel. What, there's an Old Testament, a New Testament, an old hallel, and a new hallel. Rava Brisk explains, a night hallel. Usually hallel, when do we say hallel? During the day. Shira chadasha, the night. So I've just explained to you the entire makeup of the Haggadah. So let's repeat, because I think people ask questions and then they go straight to their phones. I guess the answer must be on their phone. So let me try to repeat one more time. Yeah? No? Okay, I guess not. So let's begin. The beginning of the Haggadah is Avodah Mayinu, because it has to be Maschil Bih. You got to start with something very unfavorable. So we can end on a high peak. That today we left Mitzrayim and we're free and we thank Hashem. So that's the beginning. Then comes the Manishtana. Manishtana is the children part of the Haggadah. Very important. We got it to Labincha. Then comes the Arami Yovid Avi. To be able to talk about this Braita, literally Doresh, word for word, the Braita. Yes, the Braita itself begins with Matchil B'Gnut, and that is Arami Yovid Avi, Vayered Mitzrayim, that's a bad thing. Right? Lavan and the ascension that we went down to Mitzrayim, this descent, right? Descent that we went down to Mitzrayim, not a very pretty thing. Then we have the Dayenus, Ilu, Ilu, right, Shevach, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, part of the Haggadah is the Shevach. Then we get into the details of the matzah and the maror, and the reason why we eat matzah, maror, and Pesach. And we end up with a halal, a shira chadasha, and then a bracha. Okay. So let's learn now Yagbiah Kaira. How does the Haggadah start? You got to pick up the plate. Sheyesh ba matzis al kol mashaleha. And everything that's on that plate. Now, why is he saying this? Let me explain to you the nuance. You read it? Yeah, it's simple. Okay. The Haggadah is set on what? It's a nice question. The Gemara says clearly, Lechem shonim alav darim harbet. It's definitely set on the matzis. So everybody picks up the matzah. There is nobody that does not have a custom to not expose the matzah. And some even go one step further and pick up the matzah. Why? Because you need to know the Haggadah is said on the matzah. But the truth is, according to many Rishonim and Farshim, it's also said on the other things as well. The Maror and the Karpas and why everything is what? It's the props. The props for the story of Pesach. And what we do is we act it out. Some even act it out literally. They'll take this plate, and what are they going to do? They'll walk around, b'behilu yatzanam u'mitzrayim, and they're going to put their sacks on their back, and all the different minhagim that Sfard has. Why? It's all about not just saying the words, but what is it? Acting it out. Laharos. It's acting it out. Props. 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 Normally when you need a play, what do? You got to go to a special store to buy props. Pesach night when you need props, where do you go? To the food store. You go to Wasserman's or these other places. They'll give you a better price for Pesach. Wherever it is, that's where you go to get your props for Pesach night. So Yagbia Kairo Shiyesh Bo Ha Matzos Al Kol Ma Sholel Hu V'Cholam Subim Ibai, everybody. Why? Because there's an idea that everybody has his own plate, and everybody's involved, and everyone should be also picking it up. V'Yesh Noegim Lagbia Matza Prus Levada. This is what I was telling you. Some people only pick up the broken matzah. Why the broken one? Because that's the lechem oini. That's that matzah, the bread that's poor. Why? What poor man eats a broken piece of bread. And we are slaves, broken, oni, dada, 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 dada. And therefore we pick up what? The broken one. Umaschilin olachmanyo. Alma admanishtana. V'oz yitzavela sire me'ala shulchan. And then you take it and you tell, move everything away! The matzahs, and some even do the plate. What is that all about? Ashkenaz doesn't do it. Sfard does it. Why does Sfard do it? And the answer is, this is one of the shinuyim, the changes. Pesach night is a night of pachimu. Why? We didn't eat. Why don't you start moving it away? And the answer is Kidei Shishalu Atinai, because actually this minig is rooted in the Gemara. The Gemara says one of the Tanayim moved away the Kaira, the table that they used to eat with those little tables in the old days. He moved away the table. And the child said, Pachimu. Anybody knows what the translation of Manishtan is, right? Yeah. What is it? Pachimu. Pachimu. It's Pachimu. Pachimu, got it right? Okay, it's why, right? And the answer is, because tonight is different. So everything we do, including this, imagine a guy didn't start eating, he would take away the food already. In Ashkenazic homes, it's normal. Before the guy even gets a chance to eat, they take away the food. But in a Sephardic home, it's a very big chiddush. Why would they take away the plates? They didn't even start touching it yet. They didn't even start eating yet. And the answer is, this is Kidei Shishalu Atinaikis. V'oz Yoidim Shein Rishayim Lechol Achi Yisapim Yitzis Mitzrayim. With this they also know that they can't eat till they do Sip Yitzis Mitzrayim. That's a nuance of the Gemara. Very nice. I like it. V'yesh Loino Agu Lohasa Kaira. Some people like Ashkenaz do not move away the Kaira. Rak Loimer Levnei Bnesish Yasira Kaira. They'll just say, we take away the plate. Even though they actually don't take away the plate. And you know what happens? The kid Zicha asks, I don't say, do you take away the plate? Don't take away the plate. We are taking away the plate. We're not taking away the plate. You got it. Manishtana Laila Zeh. Tonight is a night of, a night of, You got it. You mekayim the mitzvah. Now, the next halach he talks about not to say the Agadah, Ben Hashmashot. Because since the Agadah is Deiraisa, we don't want to say a Ben Hashmashot. I don't know anybody in the world that makes it back in time for shul and is able to start the Agadah by Ben Hashmashot. So this is Hilchasa Lemeshicha. Unless you're in a hospital, maybe a nursing home, I don't know. Okay. Nursing home, Bach Hashem, none of you should know. Let's go back. And especially by Sfaradim, you keep the father, the grandfather, the great-grandfather, and the great-great-great-grandfather, and his uncle in the house. So don't worry about nursing homes. Now, this is a big one. Who has to say the Haggadah? Everybody reads the Haggadah. They have their own art scroll. This guy has an art scroll. This guy has a chveis of Feldheim, and this guy has a Disheim, and that guy has a that. And my Sfardik, and my Benishchai Haggadah, and my Habashol Haggadah. Everybody, right? Everybody has their own Haggadah. One day we'll discuss that. Why is it that we have to have a million Haggadahs? A million Haggadahs. Unbelievable. I'll tell you two cute anecdotes. First, I'll tell you what I really believe is the real reason. Actually, I'll do it the other way around. First, let me tell you the cute story behind it. My Rebbe, Rabbi Shustel, once told me that Rabbi Elchanan Wasserman's father-in-law, he was a big Rav in Europe. People don't know much about him, but in the Rabbi Elchanan, in the Kaivet Yerim, he quotes him. His name was Rabbi Atlas, Mayor Atlas. Anyways, there was an Asifat Rabbanim, and every Rav got up, like always, and was Matziah. They, what I'm giving to you in English, suggested, yeah? All different types of good takanot, things that we should do. We should do this, or we should do that, or we should a million things, right? He got up and said, my suggestion, my takana will be no more printing of Haggadot. We don't need any more new Haggadot. And he sat down. So they asked him, well, you're playing games, you're joking, what are you talking about? So he said, listen, all the things I heard tonight, suggestions, sounds great things, but they're also sometimes not such a smart idea. Who knows what only good could come from it. There's always this, it sounds good, but maybe not. Maybe something bad will come from it. Maybe, you know, you take a risk, something new. This, to not print any more Haggadot, nothing bad could ever come out of it. He obviously was trying to make a point about the previous suggestions and speakers. Okay. Now, the real reason why we have to have Haggadot, many, I think it says, the Rambam says, how you're supposed to speak the Haggadah? Kol echad ve'echad lefi tzachut lishono. Tzachut lishono. Which means every person speaks out Tzipur Yetzias Mitzrayim according to his
tongue,
his... Everybody sees Yetzias Mitzrayim a little differently. Everybody has his, what speaks to him in Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, every Haggadah gives you a different
flavor.
Gives you a different flavor. I like that. A different flavor. A different view, a different angle. But the neshama, which each yid has his own. And that is the different many thousand billion Haggadahs that Baruch Hashem I put out. About 30 years ago, 25 years ago, my son gave me an app of all the Haggadahs. At that time, it was able to be put on a computer. That's how, I don't know if you're still able, maybe the computers can't hold so much data. But the point is, Haggadahs, ein lo sif, ein lo shir, ve'ein lo sof. Now, the question is, so who has to say the Haggadah? So there's a whole question, if one person could say the Haggadah, and everyone could listen. Says Chacham Avadya, Av Haggadah Aminon Shemeya Ka'ayna, which means all you need is one guy talking and everyone listening. Not like this shit that one guy's talking and nobody's listening. You need, what?
Rambam.
Everybody holds like that. He's telling Allah Chalamaisa. The Rambam holds that that's the right way to do it even. The Rambam held it was just one guy reading the Haggadah. Like the Shliach Tzibur, like the Magid Shir, like one guy saying it, and everyone is sleeping. No, you wouldn't be Yaitz. It has to be Shemeya ka'ayna, not Yoshein ka'ayna. Shemeya ka'ayna. And then I want to tell you another thing in the shir. It's very important to be a Shemeya first, and then an ayna. A lot of people are not Shemeya, they're still ayna. They still have what to say. They didn't hear what the Rebbe said. They didn't have... Okay, now...
Any
need to have
it on the cloth?
A cloth? You have to ask your father. He has the Tyrus on a cloth. What else does he have on a cloth? Well, someone told me that the phone bill comes on a cloth these days for Sfardim. Is it true? Okay, let's go Vaita. Now, Kishim Esuvim Yachtav. That was very good, by the way. The phone bill comes on a cloth. I like that. Okay, Kishim Esuvim Yachtav. B'leil Pesach Mishpachos Rabbis. Many, many families are sitting together. Hayrim B'nei Amin Isaiah. Children, grandchildren, Raisha Mishpacha. Shehu Gadol HaBayis. Kireyas HaGadol Mesapi Mitzias Mitzrayim. U'mechamin Loitzim Yedei Chayva. And you're mechamin to be mighty them. U'b'zeh yaitzim kulam, yedei chayv esagad v'dad l'vincha, midin shemeh akayim. Ein tzor shkolach yoyim b'fil l'vanam, es agad. U'mikal makayim, and yaitzim yedei chayv es kriyas agad b'hir b'lvad. So this we need to talk about. Rabbi Walkin wants to talk to you, okay? You're going to listen, or this is going to be a situation of one man talk, no man listen. How is it going to work? Okay, so listen carefully. If you sit and say that God in your head, you're not Yoitzi. You got to say it out. A lot of people sit there and they're having some virtual, I don't know, while they're in the Bahamas, they're putting in Mitzrayim and whatever else is going on over there, okay? While they're paying, while they're busy in Miami. Okay? While they're busy in Miami, all of a sudden, Pare comes in and Kriyas Yamsuf. I don't know, it's like a mixture of a lot of things going on over there in the head. Las Vegas, Miami, Pare, Moshe Rabbeinu, Kriyas Yamsuf. I don't know, it's like a whole mixture of a story, okay? Hearer, you're not Yoitza. Okay. How much of that God do you have to say? That's a good question. So what I would suggest is everyone should try to say everything. In case you're sitting, huh? The other way. In other words, that's the minimum. That's the minimum. That's the minimum. Tell me something. When you eat supper, you make sure to only eat the minimum?
Yeah.
You do only eat the minimum. Really? Because you're on a diet, you mean. Okay, so let's do something else. Let's try another thing. When you try to make money, I never saw a guy walk in, please just give me the bare minimum. Okay, please. How much it costs? It costs $500, but the bare minimum, how much is it? It's $3. Please, I'm begging you, please, just give me that. The point is, we need to say, and how much do you have to? Till how much do you should? It's a good question. Oh, don't tell me he's got upset. You didn't get upset, right?
No.
I'm playing around over there. Don't worry, I'm just bringing out a point. There are people that try very hard to be yaitz everything the bare minimum, right? The truth is, you need to make sure to say it. So now let's discuss, what does it mean to say it? So in case you can't say the whole Haggadah, would be a nice idea that if the father says the Haggadah, and is mechamed to be mighty, that's not a bad idea. Have the guy, whoever it is, the father, whoever is really, he should say the whole thing and be mechamed. And in case somebody couldn't say the whole thing, at least what? They were yaitza by listening or by hearing, huh?
What if the father cannot say the whole thing?
Listen, what if?
God, it's a real situation.
He can't be yaitza.
No, I didn't say that. Listen.
Father cannot say it, so somebody else has to say it.
So someone should say it. Again, I'm not telling you yaitza if you only say
the
three things.
Would you sit and look at each other?
Huh?
What are you going to do? Sit and look at each other?
Okay, I'm telling you the truth. The truth is, you really need to try. You need to try to say most of that. Don't forget, even if you're not gonna say every word, but you gotta say every part of that God. Every part of that God is a crucial part of that God. It's a necessary link, a necessary piece in the whole entire picture of the Haggadah. All right,
I'm sorry, you have to read the inside of the Haggadah, meaning you have to read the
of course, we just said that. You have to read the inside of the Haggadah. What do you mean?
No, let's say until you get to Yisipur.
You know the lush of the Mishnah is? The Dairesh, not HaParsha. What does it say? Kol HaParsha Kula.
Oh.
Say it again. The Dairesh.
Kol
HaParsha Kula. You see, clearly.
What's Kol HaParsha?
Arami Levit Avi, you gotta be Dairish. You know, you realize, I keep on explaining to you, you realize you say over the same thing again. Vayanunu, Kamoisha Kasu, Vayanunu. It says it. No, you have to Dairish the parasha, every word.
It says in
Parashat Kitav. It's unbelievable. No, it's a Mardi Kadiv. You see clearly that what you do, you took every word, yes,
Tavo. It says in Parashat
Kitav. What does it literally mean, Arami over Davi?
Arami is, yeah, you want to, yeah, David, you want to
finish the language.
Vayareu Mitzrayim. Vayareu Mitzrayim. Vayanunu.
Yeah.
Itno Alein Avoy the Kasha. Okay. David, you're right. Now listen, Arami, you know who Arami is? Love and Arami. The liar, Rama, he was a... Ovid Avi, Lava tried to kill us.
Tried to kill
he tried to destroy Yaakov every step of the way.
So what does it have to do with the
2.7 time? Matchil b'gnut, u'messayim b'shvach. Started with Yaakov and his children. That's the whole story, Yaakov and his children. It almost never happened, the whole story.
It didn't start with the selling of Yosef, maybe?
Okay, so you see clearly that the chiv of the Gala started. But the actual act of what happened in the story, it started over here. Arami, it starts with love and Arami in the house of Yaakov. That's where it begins. Yes?
Language.
Huh?
Which language?
And the answer is, theoretically, you should do it in the language you understand. You need to do it in the language you understand.
Majority of people do not speak Hebrew.
Oh, that's what I just said, the language you understand. Which parts? That's an interesting part. I would say that the part of Arami, the Braita, that should be in Lashon Kodesh. That should be. Everything else should be in the language you understand. It should be in the language you understand. Interesting. I didn't see him discuss it. I thought it was something he would discuss. He discussed the language. That's a very nice question. But again, you posed it at me. I do want to tell you, it's very not a common question. Because today, not common. I'll explain to you why. Because today they have the translation on the side and the pictures and the. It's almost.
It's going to take 6 hours to go through everything.
Okay, so the answer to your question is most of the Haggadah, and especially the Pesach Matzah Mar part, needs to be done in English or Russian or whatever language you understand. The point being, you need to understand, and the children for surely need to understand. The children surely need to understand it. Okay. Now, let's discuss one more last halacha. K'shaben ha'isha shayla is kol ha'shayla shalman ishtana. Let's go from here. Mitzvah saseh lahagid lebanav v'naisav l'hachva dibasim v'tzim v'tzrayim. It's a very important mitzvah to talk to who? To the children. A lot of times, who are you talking to? To the walls. Don't talk to the walls. And don't talk to the Eibishter. The Eibishter knows the story of Sipri Yitzchias Mitzrayim. The mitzvah is V'gadata Labincha. I once said a Meridik Pshat, Rabbi Yisai. And it's kedai for you to walk away with this Pshat. What does it say? It says in the Pasuk, Laman Tisaper Ba'oznei Bincha. Tell me, do you have another place to tell a story to? You know, now in America, there's a thing called talk to the hand. Talk to the hand. Those that are laughing, I know that you're already younger generation. You know what talk to the hand is? Every Rav should know what that means. Rav is talking and everybody's raising his hand. No one's paying attention, but you're talking to the hand. Talk to the hand. Okay, the real story is that you're talking to nobody. Leman tisaper, the oznei bincha. You got to talk into the ear of the child. You got to talk into him. Talking to the wall, or talking at him, is not Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. Someone once told me a Meiridika story, and you know who told it to me? Rabbi Hecht sitting right over here. Rabbi Hecht told me that Reb David Leibowitz, Zeche Tzadik Levracha, said that there was a change in Talmud Torah from Europe to America. In Europe, you're able to say Shurim. In America,
story.
You got to create the ear of the student. And then say the shear into his ear. First, you got to create. Was it you, Rabbi Hechtu, told to me? No, so then it was my father. My father told me that Reb David Leibowitz used to say that you got to create in America, Friedaf Machin, this is my father, told me, Friedaf Machin, the ear. First, you have to make the ear. Laman Tisaper Ba'ozni Bilcha. The night of Seder is not about talking, but talking into your son. Okay, so let's go because we have to almost finish. Elam kol beria, yeah. Vafilu menim yoidim lishol. Yilam the gefitai. You have to teach them. Valav davka benoi. Elam kol beria. Anybody sing at your table. Yeah. You have to tell them. Yeah.
You could teach them. See, boy, it's just right. What do you want me to do? I'm sitting at a table with like whatever. What do you want me to do? I don't learn all day. I don't know the midrashim like you know.
So buddy, who said anything about midrashim? Did I say one word about midrashim?
You want to say the simple shot that the.
Yeah. Well, and what's wrong if you prepare 5 minutes in advance?
I don't like to prepare 5 minutes.
So what's the big deal? Also, you have a tremendous rabbi, and that's his job. His job is to teach you.
I'm saying they're gonna ask me questions.
No, that's exactly.
That's the point.
One second. You tell me if I don't know better, don't say anything. Or say the 5 minutes that I know. And then
okay, so I'll tell you what. Listen to me. Should we do this now, or should we finish the halacha shir and do this? Okay, I'll tell you what we'll do. Moishala, I have a deal with you. Are you showing up for the shir today, or today's one of...
Tonight?
Today.
After breakfast,
you'll be here. Okay, so we'll deal with this later, because
yeah,
this is...
Really deal with this today.
We need to deal with it, as you say. There's certain halachas we need to teach, and then when there's certain things we need to
like,
deal with.
Haggadah's made for ADD. Like, 1 second you're talking about Mitzrayim, and then you're talking about the story that they...
Your Haggadah. Your Haggadah is ADD.
It's not like an order.
That's right. When you read it, it looks that way. When you read it, it looks that way. For some reason, when I read it, it looks very smooth. Looks very smooth, the story, yeah? So let's go further, yeah? Kishaben Aisha Shalos Kalash Afimeloi Ben Afika Mitzvah Beben Shlegila Mitzvah Kal Shidei Omei V'Mesivitzi Mitzrayim Lufidaita Yishal Ben Avim Lavdei V'Meloi Ben Bitei Shalos Daughter V'Mlav Ishtai. His wife asks him. Just, I'm sure she asked him in a very nice way. I'm sure, my dear husband, Manishtana Laila, said Nikolai. Okay. Vimlav, who shall is Atzmai? And if not, he asks himself.
Women have a mitzvah?
Shaya, of course he has a mitzvah, see with him and try him.
The woman also?
Of course. You have to make sure to say it. Now, Vafil Tamil Kham, Shayam Zelzet, even Tutamil Kham, Ubnei Banamarim Kabanim. Let's say you have grandchildren, they're first. Why? Because they're considered Le Bincha. Now, Ukshaben or Isha Shalos Kol Hashem Shal Manishtana Ain Tzarcha Kari Lachsav Loi Manishtana. You don't have to go back to ask Manishtana. Elo Yachol Asim Yadavinu Vim Shalu Rak Shelachas Loi Niftru Mishara Shelos. It's not enough to ask one. Vechein Im Shalu Shelachas Min Yaseida Chigayin Alika Akayim Zinu Zakay Shein Tzarcha Kari Loi Kol Hashem Shal Manishtana. If they ask other questions, you hear? What do? You got to ask the Manishtana. In case they ask all four questions, done. Right? Done. Good. But in case they don't ask the Manishtana, they're missing, let's say, three out of the four. So you got to complete it by saying the Manishtana.
They have to actually ask it, or like I don't know, by us, everyone just like sings it, and that's it.
So if they understand what it is, that's asking.
The Haggadah in 95% of the houses is literally like a song. There's no mental, cerebral stuff going on at all. It's just like,
My father sings, everybody sings Manishtana. I'm like, hello for the kids.
Nobody even thinks with their head what, like, a question.
It's such a confusing time of year.
It's not true. It's
okay, so listen carefully. Okay,
every pastor that I've been like this year,
that's right.
People are
you
like,
know what? You know, Rabbi Rizav Lunas had a good point. Notice that this father is talking to the little children here in the classroom, right? And I get everybody involved. Look how everybody's involved. Could you imagine if I sang everything? I would start off like this. You wouldn't pay attention.
Your voice would be too beautiful.
No, you need to get them involved. That's the whole idea. The whole idea is to get them involved. That's the whole point of the Haggadah. I just want to end off, because the truth is, I don't mind talking about this, and we need to talk about it, and we shall talk about it. Because it's the Ikar of Emunah.
This week, Rabbi.
The Ikar of Emunah is father to son. Father to son. We're going to talk about it. Father to son. That's how Emunah gets instilled in a child. Bottom line, do you repeat over the Manishtana? Hasidim have a custom, and in my house we do that. We repeat the Manishtana. And the question is, but the kid already asked it, and not one kid. Can imagine you have a house of 12 children. And every kid gets up, Manishtana Laila, and every guy, and then the father goes and repeats.
Separate, they have to ask, or they can ask together?
So the truth is, she really asked that. First of all, you want to give attention to every child, right? You don't want them to be a... Second of all, the truth is, each kid has to be part of...
It's almost retarded. So
12 one minute. Okay, okay. Later. We'll discuss your issues later. Okay, one...
Retarded. 12 kids asking the same 4 questions.
Yeah, that's the line. Patience,
it's not patience. I don't mind. Ask me the same thing 30 times. It doesn't make sense to me.
You have to.
Are you retarded? You don't listen? It's like this class.
Okay.
Same guy, last same question. 30
okay.
Times.
It's okay. So listen carefully. Listen.
Each kid asking the question.
And I'm giving matzot to every child, and they sing it.
Okay. So listen carefully. Listen carefully.
Okay.
You have a good point. When the seder takes too long and there's too much haggadah. You're right. It's a problem because people start wanting to eat in the middle, right? That's your question. Okay, there is a part that you could eat. There are certain things you're allowed to eat. We'll discuss that later. Not everything. Of course, you're allowed. Depends what. You're not allowed to go out for a Starbucks coffee and no matter what you call it, right? I know already. If I tell you allowed to go eat, he's already at Starbucks. What?
We had the matzah, so they could eat that.
No, you can't eat the matzahs. What do you mean? You can't eat any matzah. What are you talking about?
Both matzahs after.
You're not eating. It's matzah shel mitzvah. You're not eating any matzah. You're not allowed to eat any vegetables because you have your problem with the bayi pri adamah. You're going to have trouble with that. Huh?
Maybe you can drink. That's it.
To drink. That's what you can do. But not wine. You can't drink wine.
Eat the tuna.
Drink water. You can drink water. No one's going to stop you from drinking water. Okay. Now, or something like a shahakal. Any other shahakal you can take. Okay. Bottom line. Can that... Yeah, you can have an egg. Yes. Okay. Bottom line. So the custom is that they say over the Manishtana. Why? Why do they say over the Manishtana? So in Hasidic literature, there's a very nice pshat. What is Manishtana? V'kan haben shoyel. And here, the son asks. Every person is a ben tashem on the night of the Seder. The child is asking Hashem, Manishtana Laila Zem Mikol HaLailas. What's different about this night? It's a night of Emunah, of father to son. And every person is a son. In Hasidic literature, Hakan HaBen Shoyel, the child asks Hashem, what's Gullus? When is the Gullus going to end? All the ideas of questions that everyone has, he asks directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kana ben Shol, and that is the mitzvah of Igarto Levincha and the mitzvah Hashem. We shall continue. Okay, good. Anyone
have to say Kaddish?
Tell me, why do you say Kaddish?
I have two neighbors that have been children.
And parents don't mind? Your parents don't mind?
I don't think so.
Because that's what it is, right?